audience. It's always great to have you. We have the Tidwell family here, and it's their first visit over on this side of the county, so it's good to have them here. Tonight, the topics are the way of Christ being the way of joy. You know, a lot of times we think about the teachings of our Lord, and we read them, and the parables and the admonitions that go on it, but what I'd like us to think about as we're going through and reading our verses this evening, and then we're seeing, is the way of Christ truly is the way of joy, and He has set that path up for us many, many years ago. So we'll start off with some readings on the light in our life, which is the source of our joy. We'll then talk about the happiness is truly found when Christ is in us. We'll talk about how we can share our joy with others and show our joy with others. And then I'll wrap it all together in a short invitation at the end. So we've got lots of good songs and verses to read this evening. So please get out your Bibles as we get ready to read. And our first reading will be by Trey Stinson, John 8:12.
First verse I'm going to read from is John 8, verses 12. And it says, "Then Jesus again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life." Second passage is going to be from Psalms, book 119, or chapter 119, I'm sorry, verse 105. And it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my way." Brother Craig.
First song we'll sing is number 19. Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep veil, Jesus, I said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Shadows around me, shadows above me, never conceal my Savior and God. He is the light, in Him is no darkness, ever I'm walking close to His side. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul. Singing His praises, Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above. Singing His praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing His praises, Jesus is mine. Now number 425. 425. There is sunshine in my soul today, more glory and bright than glows in the earth.
First passage I'll be reading from will be Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. The next passage, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
Number 468. Happiness is the Lord. 468.
Do mi so mi.
Happiness is to know the Savior, living a life within his favor, having a change in my behavior. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is a new creation, lives in me in close relation, having a part in his salvation. Happiness is the Lord. Real joy is mine, no matter how teardrops start. I found the secret, it's Jesus in my heart. Happiness is to be forgiven, living a life that's worth the living, taking a trip that leads to heaven. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord. Happiness is the Lord.
Number 596. His grace reaches me. 596.
Do mi so mi. Deeper than the ocean and wider
as me, and will last.
Number 22, He is in our midst. 22. For this song, we can stand if you like. Number 22, He is in our midst.
Dosu. Draw from the springs of salvation, give thanks to His great and holy name. Make known His deeds among the people, make known His exalted way. Praise the Lord, and shout and pour joy, for the Holy One is in our midst. Praise the Lord.
Next reading will come from Isaiah, the 14th chapter, verses 14. It says, Behold, my servant will shout joyfully with a glad heart, but you will cry out with a heavy heart, and you will wail with your broken spirit. The next one is Psalms 133, the first verse. It says, Behold, how good or how pleasant is it for a brethren to dwell together in unity.
Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims, nor think the moments long. My faith is onward rising with every tuneful song.
on, ye joyful pilgrims, while here on earth we stand. Let songs of home and Jesus be of each fleeting day. Sing on the grand old story of His redeeming love. The everlasting chorus that fills the realms above. Sing on, O blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on, O blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on, ye joyful pilgrims, the time will not be long till in our Father's kingdom we swell a nobler song, where those we love are waiting to greet us on the shore. We'll meet beyond the river, where surges roll no more. Sing on, O blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise. Sing on, O blissful music, with every note you raise. My heart is filled with rapture, my soul is lost in praise.
The number 219.
How sweet, how heavenly is the sight when those that love the Lord in one another's feast delight and so fulfill the word. When each can fill his brother's sight and with him bear a part, when sorrow flows from eye to eye and joy from heart to heart, when free from envy, scorn, and pride, our wishes all above, each can his brother's failing sight and show a brother's love. When love in one delightful stream through every bosom flows, when union sweet and dear esteem in every action glows, love is the gold unchained that binds the happy souls above, and he's an heir of heaven who finds his bosom glow with love.
We're reading from the book of 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. I'll be reading from the New American Standard Version. And though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls. Now I'll be turning over to the book of Psalms. Psalms 100, verse 1. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth.
Number 251, I'm happy today. I'm happy today, oh yes, I'm happy today. In Jesus Christ, I'm happy today. Because he's taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm happy today. I'm singing today, oh yes, I'm singing today. In Jesus Christ, I'm singing today. Because he's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm singing today. I'm praying today, oh yes, I'm praying today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today, because he's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm praying today. I'm living today, oh yes, I'm living today. In Jesus Christ, I'm living today. Because he's taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm living today. I'm happy today, oh yes, I'm singing today. In Jesus Christ, I'm praying today, because he's taken all my sins away, and that's why I'm living today.
Next, we're going to sing number 683. Sing and be happy.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust his promises, friend. Sing and be happy, press on.
Psalm books number 441, Christ liveth in me, be our psalm encouraged with the following Brother Cook's invitation tonight. When I looked at the list of the song that I was supposed to lead tonight, I decided I didn't know this song. I have never led it before, I know for sure. But I have some CDs at home that actually had this song on it. So I listened to it most of the day yesterday in between the ball games. And hopefully I got a little bit of a grasp of it. Hopefully all of you know this song because you can help me out when we sing it as the invitation song. But I don't know how you sing it because I've never heard it sung before. All I know is what was on the CDs. The verses are sung kind of slow, and then when you get down to the chorus is a couple of beats faster, so I'd like to sing it that way. So I'll now turn the service over to Brother Cook.
Thank you, David. I tell you what, I really appreciate that, because the easy way out for David would have been to tell me, hey, we need to change that song. I need a new invitation song. But instead, he drives in and dives in, listens to the CDs, wants to learn the song. That's the kind of joy that David has in his heart for the Lord, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate everybody here today. You know, we had a great series of meetings this week, and we had 113 gathered with us again this morning. You know, it's so encouraging. It makes me feel joy in my heart when I get to be around all of you. And I think that's exactly what we sang about tonight, and exactly what Christ had intended. The way of Christ is the way of joy. Please turn with me over to John, the book of John, and chapter 15 and verse 11. I want to read several verses, and then we'll have Brother Conn lead us in the invitation. John 15 and verse 11 says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." My joy in you, so that our joy is full. He knows that for our joy to be full, we need to have Christ in us. I mean, I think we all understand that at one level, but on another level, it is so profound. He's telling us we're not going to be truly fulfilled without Him in us. Turn with me flip over a couple of chapters to John chapter 17. John chapter 17. I was asked when I read out verses to slow down so everybody can get over to it at the same time. I won't say who said that, although I'm looking at him. John chapter 17 and verse 13. "But now I am coming to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." Pretty profound. He did this so that we may have His joy fulfilled in themselves. Tonight we read passages and sang songs focused on how Christ is the source of our joy, that happiness was found when He is in us, and how we can show our joy to others. I want to take just a minute, though, and let's talk about understanding joy just a little bit further. If you look up in the Greek dictionary and you look up the words for joy and grace, you're going to find some interesting parallels there. The word for joy in Greek is chara. I'm probably saying that wrong, but it's C-H-A-R-A. Thayer defines it as joy or gladness. Vine adds delight. By one count, this word is used 60 times in the New Testament. So clearly it's emphasized about Christian joy and what we get out of being Christians. Now, closely related to this is the word charis. I said chara, charis. That is most often translated as grace. Grace in the objective sense, that which bestows or occasions pleasure, delight, or causes favorable regard. That's Vine's interpretation of that. So I would say that joy is gladness that comes from the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's pretty incredible. Now, what produces our joy? I think there's a lot of things that produce our joy, and I could preach a whole lesson on that, but I'm not going to do that to you this evening. I want to focus on really one thing, that our faith is central to producing joy. Turn with me over to Philippians chapter 1 and verse 25. Philippians chapter 1 and verse 25. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. Joy comes from having a confident trust or faith in God. Pretty clear. For faith in God kind of wipes out attitudes that prevent joy from occurring. You know, and we all have plenty of those that go on in our lives, such as worry, doubt, fear. Those are things that are going on at various points in all of our lives at all times, whether they be health issues or economic issues, you name it, right? There's always cycle of life kind of going up and down. And we know in a couple of great verses, let's turn over to the book of Matthew, chapter 6 to start with. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 25. And there are obviously several parallel verses to this, but this is our Lord talking to us. Therefore I tell you, starting in verse 25, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into the barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Flip over to chapter 14. Chapter 14 and verse 27. Chapter 14 and verse 27 in the book of Matthew. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water, and he came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O ye of little faith, why do you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." That faith that we can have can help us overcome anything. That is God's message to us here. Why do we worry about these things? We need to focus on Him. If we focus on Him, the rest will take care of itself. So I think this emphasizes the word of God's word in producing joy. If we don't know His word, if we don't know the benefits He can bring to us, if we don't know how He wants us to glorify Him and worship Him, then how can we have that joy that we've talked about all along? Romans 10 verse 17 very clearly tells us, for faith comes from the Word of God. I think there's no fuzz on that. And Romans 15 13 is also pretty clear in telling us, in turn, faith produces joy. Romans 15 13, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, which is in front of us, brethren, you may abound in hope. Thus the need to study this, right? If we don't know that, we can't have that hope. And that's this point, and the joy that we can have. The really awesome thing, though, is this joy is available for everybody. Everybody in this room, everybody in this community, everybody in this world, it's available to all. But we have to be willing to receive it. First, we have to have faith in Christ. Then we have to be willing to be obedient to His will. We have to be given forgiveness through His blood. We have to have fellowship with His disciples. We have to have service in His kingdom. Are you experiencing the joy in Christ that He intends for all of us to experience as we follow the way of Christ? Have you made the initial steps, which start with right here in the cleansing waters of baptism? Have you had that? Have you heeded him by obeying his word? Or have you at some point in your life and then had the world pull you astray? And you need some encouragement to stay on that path and to know that great joy that we can have and throw those cares off of this life and have. If you haven't, we have time now for you to come forward as we stand and sing.